Exclusive: Katherine Engelbrecht, Mail-in Voting is Engineered Chaos to Manipulate 2020 Election. By John Binder on July 19, 2020. True the Vote founder Katherine Engelbrecht says Democrats' campaign for universal mail-in voting is engineered chaos designed to manipulate the 2020 presidential election results. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Saturday, Engelbrecht said that unlike absentee voting, universal mail-in voting is susceptible to fraud because it sends a mail-in ballot to every registered voter, including non-citizens who may have unintentionally registered, those who have been inactive for decades, and voters who have since died. Currently, Engelbrecht said, there are about 70 lawsuits across the nation where Democrats are hoping to implement universal mail-in voting or loosen election standards. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Breitbart News Saturday, Katherine Engelbrecht, July 18, 2020. What mail-in does, and what we're seeing pushed for now in lawsuits or by bureaucratic fiat, are universal mail-ins and sending those ballots to everybody on the voter list, active and inactive, Engelbrecht said. We haven't seen voters here that have voted in decades, but now they're going to get ballots. And as a standard, we know that people move routinely. That ballot is not going to find its way to them. Then you throw in all the dysfunction that is the U.S. Postal Service. And it begs the question, why are we doing this if not but for intentional manipulation to a certain end, Engelbrecht said. This is engineered chaos. We need to see it for what it is. This is not an effort to make sure that those who've been affected by the pandemic are going to be able to cast their ballot in a secure and well-defined process. It's anything but that. Engelbrecht said that rather than voters deciding the 2020 presidential election, Democrats are hoping to create such a fog around this whole process that then their lawyers, who are very well organized, can swoop in and battle this out in court. Specifically, former President Obama's administration opened universal mail-in voting to a whole slew of fraud thanks to their expansion of social services to non-citizens, according to Engelbrecht. The problems you get into are incorrect residences. You have conditions created largely through motor voter and then emphasized under the Obama administration that requires that all social service programs have voter registration applications attached to them, Engelbrecht said. And what the Obama administration did is when they opened up all those social service programs to non-citizens and created a very subtle shift in language to require that you opt out in registering to vote when you enroll in these programs, Engelbrecht continued. It used to be that you would have to opt in to register to vote. So if you don't and you are a non-citizen and you are applying for Social Security or welfare or food stamps, which you can do because of an Obama administration law, you're going to potentially find yourself registered to vote. Engelbrecht said that in order to have a secure election utilizing mail-in voting, voter rolls would have to be completely cleaned up, and mandatory voter identification standards including signature verification would have to be implemented. In 22 states, there is no standard for voter identification, Engelbrecht said. Democrats' push for universal mail-in voting would potentially deliver ballots to an estimated 24 million ineligible voters. The plan is being bankrolled by organizations funded by billionaire George Soros. Recent data has not shown a compelling public health justification for mail-in voting. In Wisconsin's April election, only 52 of more than 400,000 voters and poll workers were confirmed to have contracted the Chinese coronavirus. None of those cases were fatal. This equals an infection rate below 0.02%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.